This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even if many of us are homesick or quarantining or worried about getting sick or quarantining, the labor market actually looks strong in the waning days of 2021. We learned this morning weekly unemployment claims are still hovering around the lowest level we've seen since 1969. Marketplace's Mariel Segura looks at what that tells us and whether it will be sustained in the new year given, well, gestures wildly at the world, everything.
We were talking in our morning meeting today about how economic news is often, by nature, repetitive. And yeah, today's jobless numbers are similar to the ones that came out last week and the week before. But that's good news. Anne Elizabeth Conkle is an economist at the job site Indeed.
I think really the clear picture here is that Omicron hasn't caused massive layoffs, at least not yet.
A couple caveats. Data from the last week of the year can be cloudy. Companies are probably less likely to lay people off during the holidays. Also,
if you were laid off, you may have just said, you know what, I'm going to deal with that in January, especially because there's been so many stories over the last like 21 months of the pandemic about how clogged the unemployment system is.
So states could be reporting an influx of applications by, say, mid-January. Gary Bertlis is a labor economist at the Brookings Institution. He agrees that these are good numbers, but he does think Omicron will factor in going forward. Yes, a lot of people are getting mild symptoms, but that's still disruptive to the workplace.
Think about a restaurant that has 7 or 8 employees, 3 of whom are sick. It could cause some employers to just shut down, at least temporarily.
Because we're still in this place where it's not clear how sick you're going to get if you do get COVID. It depends on who you are, and in part on whether you're vaccinated and got the booster. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.